Now, it's time to flip this tape. On side two, you'll find a wonderful, calming relaxation exercise.
You are listening to CFRC Radio from Queen's University in Kingston, Ontario, 101.9 FM and CFRC.ca.
Hello, everyone. I hope everyone is having a lovely Thursday afternoon. This is Abby, and you're listening to my program, Fly on the Wall, on CFRC 101.9 FM. I'm here every Thursday from 3 to 4 p.m. So this past Tuesday in Kingston, we were absolutely blessed with a beautiful day. It was so sunny. It was so warm outside. Me and all my friends hopped on our roof of our student house. Don't tell my mom, but we were just hanging out up there, having a lovely time, listening to good music, and it's totally giving me a really good glimpse of summer, which I'm very excited for. I think my favorite feeling in the entire world is that first day where you can, you know, like wear a sundress outside, and that gives me, honestly, that feeling exceeds happiness for me. It's the best thing in the world. But on the other hand, since then, it's been super gloomy and rainy outside, and my playlist today is super reflective of that. I feel like when it gets rainy, I get a little bit down. I get actually super introspective. And talking about introspection, I actually just saw that Billie Eilish is going to make her film debut in a film adaptation of Sylvia Plath's The Bell Jar. And that made me so happy, one, because I love Billie Eilish, and two, because The Bell Jar, it just means so much to me, and especially being, you know, a young 20-year-old, I'm exiting university in a few months, and there's just so many options for what life could look like, and I really think that this kind of sticks around, surely, throughout the rest of your life in different kind of formats, but I just think that that was really good news, and yeah. So today, once again, the playlist is kind of rainy vibes, cozy vibes. I hope everyone listening is like all cuddled up, maybe with a nice cup of tea and just hanging out, having a lovely day. But our first one is by Heather and Dominic Fike. My best friend Allie sent me this song a few days ago and I have not stopped listening to it. It is so beautiful. It's just like super chill. I want to be in bed listening to this all the time. And yeah. I hope everyone enjoys. This is Images of Love by Heather and Dominic Fike.
Project all this shit on. I used to get blue, I used to get real high.
That was Pictures of You by Drug Dealer and Kate Bollinger, a friend of mine who's actually playing in his band tonight at the Toucan. If anyone wants to go check it out, sent that song to me. Once again, that's Pictures of You by Drug Dealer and Kate Bollinger. I fell in love with that song just because of that crazy guitar solo, and it's not like a hard rock guitar solo, which are usually my favorites. It sounds kind of bassy. I mean, at first I actually thought it was a bass solo. But it's a beautiful song. I think songs like this are really capturing my attention these days. I wouldn't say that they're necessarily super dynamic in the sense of crazy up and down levels, but this is dynamic in the sense of it feels full and grounded, and it's really beautiful. So speaking of grounded music, I was listening to the new Harry Styles album the other day when it came out with my roommate, and we were listening on a speaker I have in which you can change the levels, like the lows, mediums, and highs, and accidentally we were listening to it without the lows on. And I was kind of unimpressed my first go around listening to it because obviously I wasn't hearing any of the lows, any of the bass and stuff. So I was like, what's going on here? I thought this was going to be a super groovy album, but I wasn't getting that. And I described that feeling of the song as I was sitting on a chair and my feet were not touching the ground. And that to me is, I mean, the opposite of this song. This song feels like my feet are on the ground. It's super cool. And yeah, I really enjoy that song. Next up, we have a track by The Mounties, a Canadian band. They're super cool. In the terms of our little rainy day playlist we have going on today, this is kind of a summer drive in the rain type of song for me. It's super fun, but still reminds me of a nice warm, rainy day. This is Tokyo Summer by The Mounties.
for your summer. I've been hanging off your every word, under blankets and covers.
Now, fools, you till it was snow.
We'll be right back.
All right. That is Carla's Song by Harry Styles off of his new album, Kiss All the Time, Disco Occasionally. Guys, like I said earlier, my first go around listening to it was not ideal. The lows were off. I was not messing with the energy. I had higher hopes. But the more I listened to this album, the more I absolutely am obsessed with it. I think it's so happy. That song to me feels like looking at your friends, it's pouring rain outside, and you're like, let's do it, let's just go and run in the rain, you know, shoes off, and you just are laughing and listening to loud music. That's what that song feels like to me. And the whole album is so lovely. He killed it. His hiatus was long, but we waited for something good. And actually, that reminds me of, I watched his Royal Court with Brittany Broski the other day, and I thought he was so funny on it, and they had such good chemistry. And Brittany Broski is one of the biggest fans of Harry Styles ever that I've seen on the internet, and I'm pretty sure she's like kind of known for that in a way. And she got to have him on her program, which was so cool. But I wonder if she felt any feelings of like, you shouldn't have dinner with your favorite celebrity. I mean, surely not, because it's Harry Styles. But honestly, go check that out. It was super funny. But next up, we have a song by Neil Young. I love him. He reminds me of my summers growing up at camp. And actually, one of my favorite sounds, other than music in the world, is the sound of rain falling on the metal roofs of our cabins growing up. And we'd all just be hanging out. It would be 3 p.m. and kind of dark outside because it would be a rainstorm. And that sound of the rain falling on the metal roof is just the most beautiful thing ever. So that's what this song is to me. This is Harvest Moon by Neil Young. I think the first song I ever kind of knew by him. And it's absolutely beautiful. Enjoy.
What I have to say. 'cause I'm still in love with you. I wanna see you dance again, because I'm still in love with you. Oh.
That is Fish Pepsi by MJ Lenderman and Wednesday. Definitely one of my absolute favorite songs right now. The reason I played this after a Neil Young song, because fun facts, I don't know if anyone knows this, but MJ is literally a disciple of Neil Young. I mean, I think they, not their voices per se, but their music sounds super similar, and that is because Neil Young is, as MJ would say himself, his number one favorite artist and his number one biggest influence in his music. He's done a few covers of Neil Young songs, like Lot of Love, live before, and I've seen the clips, and they're super awesome. MJ's actually coming with Wahahachi to Toronto in, I think, late April, early May, and I'd be dying to go see him live. He's super awesome. But that song, Fish Pepsi, to me, I like the dark energy that it kind of has, and the lyrics really tell such a vivid story of growing up in a small town. I know that MJ and the band that he is a part of and collaborated with on this song, Wednesday, are from a small town in Asheville, North Carolina. And the lyrics really vividly describe kind of what that's like, just going around, hanging out at the literally wherever you could find with your friends, just chopping it up and finding random stuff to do. It's the opposite of city life and having everything at your fingertips, but you always make your fun somehow. So I totally relate to that song. My favorite lyric is when they say, "We watched a fish concert and human centipede, two things I now wish I have never seen." And I think that's so funny, one, because I actually enjoy Fish. I think they're a really cool jam band, but I feel like everyone I've spoken to either loves or hates them. And then I will say, in my opinion, The Human Centipede is a terrible, disgusting movie. I'm into horror movies, but that one is totally not in my taste. Wouldn't recommend, per se. But yeah, once again, that was Fish Pepsi by MJ Lenderman and Wednesday. It is currently 3:33 on Thursday. You are listening to my program, Fly on the Wall, on CFRC 101.9 FM. My name is Abby, and thanks for coming and listening today. We have a handful more songs based off of my rainy day playlist. This one is by The Weather Station, a band from Toronto, Ontario. The lead singer's voice is so ethereal and beautiful. And yeah, I don't have much else to say other than it's a really beautiful song. It's super cozy. Actually, I'm looking at the playlist right now I have here on Apple Music, and all of the album covers are of the same blue-gray hue right now. And I think that's very fitting for my little rainy day playlist for y'all. This is Only the Truth by The Weather Station.
Followed you down into the park. The sky blew black and the growing dark. You talk and I despair. It's not my place to say anything. If I did, you'd still go back to him. Wind lives in your hair. The older I get, the more tired I am. If there's anything I want to be saying, laid out dirty, slumped in these lines, never as clean and pure as the light. You're so drawn to, I don't blame you. Tried to tell you who you are, so I could tell you what you deserve. It was the same. Blots out the light. It's so hungry, that kind of light. Those old things you know are right. Like an old dish rag, stay with your life. Oh, live it true. Doesn't care if you care. All it ever is there. Up on the lip of the hill.
That was Lump Sum by Bon Iver, also known as Justin Vernon, the lead singer of what was first a solo project and is now a band. I love them so much. I think Bon Iver's music relative to Justin Vernon's music, they're a little bit different, but both have that same heart and musicality. And this song, I mean, the beginning of it, it feels like I'm literally entering heaven. It's the most beautiful thing ever. I couldn't even tell you what instruments those are, maybe violin or something like that, but so beautiful. And then I love how it turns into a super chill song that's just so beautifully acquainted by his honestly kind of interesting voice, like raspy but soft. It's very beautiful. I honestly have no other word to describe it. And this song is perfect for a little rainy day playlist. I'm pretty sure the album cover to this album, For Emma Forever Ago, I mean, to me, it looks like a kind of rained on window. And I feel like I would listen to this song sitting on a couch and just like yearning and looking out of the window while it rains, if you know what I mean. Bon Iver is known for his very eclectic collection of collaborations, spinning across genres like indie, hip-hop, pop. He's worked with Taylor Swift, Kanye West, oh my God, St. Vincent for Roslyn. I've known that song since I was very, very young, but I just watched the Twilight series for the first time ever a couple months ago, and can I say I was gagged? Like, there is a reason everyone loves it so much. They're like so Bon Iver, just like that kind of blue cast over every scene and the really dim, dull color grading. But yeah, Twilight, super sick. Maybe I'll read the books one day. But yeah, Bon Iver, he's super awesome. Next up, we have a song by Daniel Caesar off of his album Freudian. This album honestly brought me through high school. It's so beautiful. He has a great voice. I play a lot of Daniel Caesar here on Fly on the Wall. He's super awesome, a great Canadian artist. And yeah, let's just hop into this one. This is We Find Love by Daniel Caesar.
What once was lost cannot be found. find love, yeah, we get up, we fall down, we give up.
Like a Child by Boy Golden, a lovely Canadian artist from Winnipeg. This is his new album called Best of Our Possible Lives. I think his music is so fun. And I think I've said this before, but I'm not the biggest fan of country music, but he does it in a folky, alternative kind of way that I think is super groovy and funky and totally goes with his look of always wearing a cowboy hat. He's got a mullet and a really fun mustache. He makes really fun music. I would totally give the album a go if you liked that song, Like a Child. It's also kind of like a end of a rainy day vibe for me, that song. The sun's like kind of peeking out through the clouds. The rain is getting less and less. And yeah, I think it's super beautiful. Yeah, we're coming up on our last song. This song means so much to me. It was definitely one that got me through COVID. I don't know about anyone else, but listening to songs that I listened to during that two-year period of time where I was home every day, and in high school, those songs totally send me back to that period of time. And this is one of them. It's a beautiful song. It makes me super nostalgic. It did then, and it does now, and for different ways. Back then, it kind of made me nostalgic for a time when I was a lot younger and more innocent. But now I listen to it, and I feel that same type of way, but it reminds me of a very interesting period of time in history for everyone, not just myself. But yeah, this is It's Not the Same Anymore by Rex Orange County. This is my last song for the day. Just a reminder, my name is Abby. This is my program Fly on the Wall on CFRC 101.9 FM. I am here every Thursday from 3 to 4 p.m. And this is It's Not the Same Anymore by Rex Orange County.
I'll keep the picture saved in a safe place while I look so weird here. My face has changed now. It's a big shame. So many feelings struggling to leave my mouth. And it's not that rare for me to let myself down in a big way. But I had enough time and I found enough reason to accept that it's not the same anymore. I lost the joy in my face. My life was simple before. I should be happy, of course. But things just got much harder. Now it's just hard to ignore. It's not the same anymore. It's not the same anymore. It's not the same, but it's not a shame, cause I spent a long time putting up with people, putting on my best face. It's only normal when you start things in the wrong way. It's only 4 o'clock and still it's been a long day. I just wanna hit the hay.
People knocking on me like every day.
I'm tired of taking stress.
If only there could be another way.
I'm tired of feeling suppressed.
And when they want me the most,
I'm tired of acting like I care. But I do. And I can't wait to hit the bed. But tomorrow makes me scared, cause it's not the same anymore. I lost the joy in my face. My life was simple before. I should be happy, of course. But things just got much harder. Now it's just hard to ignore. It's not the same anymore. I kept the feelings inside. I open up when shit gets built up this high. She makes it easy to cry. The words fall out of me and there's no more disguise. I miss the days when I was someone else. I used to be so hungry. Right now my stomach's full of air. Things would be different, or leaving problems on the shelf. I wish I didn't need to get help, but I do. But I do. I've been so hard on myself. My family can tell, and they barely saw what I felt. I wouldn't wish this on my enemy or anyone else. It's not the same. It's not the same.
much from before. Now I'm not short on advice, there's no excuses at all. No point in feeling upset, won't take my place on the floor. I'll stand up straight like I'm tall. It's up to me, no one else, I'm doing this for myself. It's not the same anymore, it's better. It got better. It's not the same anymore. It's better.